Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, aka Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
The Knicks are back, guys, finally. After all this time we've been waiting, we are about to overreact the fuck out of the preseason opener against the Detroit Pistons. Blowout victory. Oh yeah, that's what this show is about, Jay. You want to act all even during it? No. I don't think so. It's going to be wild. All right. Lots to talk about. We finally found our point guard. All right. Have we not?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it too early? Is it too early?
No, I don't think it's too early.
It's not too early. That's not, not at all. If you like our show, if you listen to us, leave us some ratings and reviews wherever you listen. And please subscribe to the one podcast that I'm kind of speechless right now, actually. I don't know how to set this one up. So, Blandy, why don't you play that Ralph intro for us?
I've got Jane here with me, and I want to ask her what she thinks of Tibbs' new look.
Tibbs is a hottie with that facial hair.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you tonight.
Wow.
I do think it's a good look for him.
Who?
Tibbs.
Ralph's wife.
New look.
Oh, Ralph's wife called Tibbs a hottie with that new look, which those two words I never thought we'd put together on this show. Hottie and
Tibbs. And hottie?
Listen, if Tibbs can be a hottie,
there's someone for everyone.
There's hope for us all. Sure. Guys, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. You can get reviews and news for every league, including MLB, NFL, NBA, the NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports info, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Join BetOnline today to get to make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BLEAV50 to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. By the way, not only are...
You had to get it in.
What?
There.
You think you got the whole time to get it in, Blandy.
You stopped. You finally stopped talking, so I went for it.
Oh, that never stops you other times. Well
I'm usually waiting.
The Knicks are back. But not just the Knicks are back. You just heard from Ralph and Janie. But Ralph is back in a big way. You want to stay tuned for his first of the season string of many, many calls from tonight's preseason game. Janie, I'm sorry. We've stolen your husband again. But he's back in our hands, and we love him. All right. Guys, preseason opening night for the Knicks at the Garden against... Are they the lowly Pistons anymore? I feel like they got a lot of hype all offseason for how good of a young core they are.
No, it's still way too early. I mean, they got, young, promising draft picks, but it's way too early. They're a shit team.
Sure. So what we were looking forward to most, the Garden debut as a Knick for our new point guard, our top free agent get of the offseason. Many people think the top point guard free agent or top free agent this offseason. Jalen Brunson, people thought he got overpaid. People laughed at us. Putting all our eggs in Jalen Brunson's basket, basically.
I don't know. Some GMs around the league think that he can make one of the biggest impacts to a franchise as far as free agent signings go.
Bro, that's mine for tomorrow.
What is that? Your fucking piece?
I was asked to keep that until tomorrow.
You uncovered that news piece? It was public knowledge. Oh, my
God.
That's
not right. Come on.
Craig, is that right? I mean, that's not just me.
I'm sorry, Glandy, but I'm not editing the show, so it's going to stay in no matter what.
Yeah, fine.
Of course. You're not breaking any news there, Glandy.
Barry?
So what is it, Barry? You can't say that and not tell us what did GM say?
Do you want to present that piece of it, Blanderson?
The NBA.com has the annual NBA GM survey, and they asked who would have what offseason player change would have the biggest impact, and Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell were 1 and 2, but Jalen Brunson was voted by the NBA GMs as the third. As the third player to have the biggest impact after switching teams this summer.
The respect is there.
I think it was 17%.
Not for Blandy, but the respect was
17%, Barry? Is that what it was? I think it was like 17% of them said him.
Well, at least from the GMs, it's there, right? I mean, we know what. There was definitely criticism when the Knicks signed Brunson, right? But let's talk about it. I mean, 16 points.
It's 7%, Callan.
All right, can we move on from the percentage planning? Nobody cares. 16 points, 5 assists in 20 minutes, plus 21 on the night. I mean,
Seven
for 9 shooting, right from the get-go. 2 for 4
Doing
from 3.
Doing it from all levels.
Yeah. It was corner three. It was easy. It was coming easy to him. He was driving the lane so easily. He's our best offensive player, right?
What?
You don't think he was our best offensive player
tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight he was the best offensive player.
So, I mean, it was obviously seeing a capable point guard out there makes a world of difference. And that entire starting lineup, we saw the problems with them last season, plus minus, always seemed like they were much worse than the bench. Tonight against Detroit, everyone was way into the pluses. Obviously a blowout win, but Brunson plus 21, Barrett plus 23, Fournier plus 17, Randall and Robinson each plus 18. Obviously the start of hopefully making everyone better in that starting lineup. Barry, what'd you like from Jalen Brunson?
Yeah, man, I like the fact that he was able to get to the rack, you know, and it seemed like he was able to finish any number of ways, whether it was a little floater, whether it was a reverse. He had a lot of control. He was confident. And he delivered in his Knicks debut. I was very happy with what I saw.
What did you think about Julius Randle in the first half? Wait, before you say anything, Blandy, play voicemail number one.
Hey, boys. It's Nurse Pussy. It's halftime, and Randall's already a mess. Not so good.
Who?
That's Brandon.
Is that Brandon, Nurse Pussy?
Listen to it again. That's Brandon.
Hey, boys. It's Nurse Pussy. It's halftime, and Randall's already a mess.
I don't think it is.
I don't either. I think it's Brandon.
I don't think so. But we're not going to argue about this forever. But okay. I think it's Uncle. It sounded like Uncle Funkle's relative.
No, he had not Uncle Funkle.
I'm not saying it's Uncle Funkle, but he had like an accent that Brandon, I don't remember having. Mm-hmm. So yeah, at the half, guys, I was like, wow. I feel like there's a lot of talent on this team that's fun to watch.
Yes.
And there were two of the three vets on this team that I was between Fournier and Randall that I was like, yeah, I could do without them right now.
Oh, I thought Fournier played well.
Did you?
I did, yeah, especially on defense. He was getting involved. He was active. And, you know, and he knocked down a three.
A shot, sure.
In there. Yeah.
Well, he only played 18 minutes. I mean,
none of them played big minutes.
Yeah, they spread it around.
He played well.
I wouldn't say Fournier played well.
He moved the ball. I would say he played well.
Okay.
Again, what are you expecting him in that lineup? Is he your fourth best player? Yeah. He's your fourth best half of the lane. That's what he played like.
I don't know.
He played well.
For a guy that spent his biggest asset is his shooting. Just took three shots and made one of them. I don't know. That's not playing well to me.
He didn't force anything up. He kept the ball moving. He played well.
I'm saying, no, he did not play well. He didn't play well.
Are you looking at both sides of the ball? He played well.
I don't care. He did not play well.
A guy who's been criticized for his defense in the past, and he was actually very good defensively.
We're going to get all excited about Fournier's defense tonight against the Pistons.
That's what it's about.
He didn't do anything that he's supposed to do well.
Okay.
And Julius was his last season, Julius, in the first half. The only positive thing is that he wasn't frustrated. Right?
Right. Yeah, he even laughed when he got foul called against him or something. He was laughing it off at the ref.
Second half, Julius, though, came out much better, right? Finished with 15 points, 6 of 10 from the field, 6 boards, 4 assists, just 18 minutes. Looked so much better in the second half. I think Jalen Brunson and him started to build a little chemistry in that second half, right?
Yeah, and there was a string of possessions where he was just feasting, you know? And that's what's good about this team. If a player gets hot, you know, there's enough guys in this team to recognize it and to kind of sacrifice, like we talked about, you know, kind of leading into this game that they were going to have to do. And if a guy's hot, they're going to let him go after it. And that's what happened. Fortunately for Julius, it came, you know, came about for him, and he didn't have a disgusting game, you know, of two halves. He played well the second half.
Do you know who led the team in minutes tonight?
I do. iHeart.
iHeart Radio. Hartenstein. Yeah,
I heard. Impressed. I was impressed with his touch. I was, you know, he played a good game.
8.7 boards, 27 minutes.
Couple of threes.
Yeah, those two threes in a row looked real nice. Just they talked about in the game, but he brings a totally different element to the team for that backup center. Everyone's been talking about it all offseason. That's going to be great for them. I think we saw tonight everything that we've been told we were going to love about him, right?
Yeah, he also was getting up off the bench and was a cheerleader for Mitch. If Mitch had a good play, he was the first guy up, you know, cheering him on. So you like to see that.
Yeah, it is nice to see that there does seem to be a lot of I know we talked about it in last night's show, but the chemistry is there, and you saw that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's just a couple new guys here, and it feels like we picked up kind of the young guys, especially. Just nobody blew you away tonight from the younger guys, but they kind of picked up where they left off, right? Quickly played pretty well, 13 points. He 5 for 11 from the field, but he played really well towards the end of that first half. Obi had some highlight reel dunks, which is what he does. Yeah.
Miles McBride played really well defensively.
Yeah, we had 5 steals, right? The Knicks had 14 steals. 6 steals from McBride.
Yeah.
14 in the game. 14 steals, 8 blocks.
Yeah, McBride was impacting the game the whole time he was in there. And I love watching him play.
Yeah, he played really well.
You know, I'm not going to get used to the idea of seeing him out there, but the fact that if somebody does go down and you got to slot him in, and, you know, who knows? You know, if he really does show something and, you know, you like him in a particular matchup, he's going to help the team.
Did I miss something during the game from what happened to Derrick Rose? Did he just not play?
Tibbs said after the game that was the intention the entire time, that he was only going to play about 5 minutes. He did not
back
hurt.
In.
Yeah.
The goal was just for him not to get hurt.
They didn't say that, but they said it was just going to be small minutes for him.
But he played well in those limited 6 minutes, right?
He was fine.
Yeah. Played better than Fournier. He had the same production as Fournier in 6 minutes, D-Rose. So defensive of Fournier. What'd you guys think of Quickly out there? He took some, he had some nice drives to the lane where he got bodied and fouled and finished.
He
a little
good.
Stronger than last season, maybe?
A little, he was uncharacteristically 2 out of 4 from the foul line, which is a little weird, but yeah, I thought he looked good.
He had that one really deep three that we said he never makes the other night. Finished 1 for 4 from 3, 5 for 11 from the field. Cam Reddish. Everyone was really excited to see him. He only got playing time in the first half, right? 11 minutes and never came back.
Because he hurt himself.
Did he? I missed that. He sprained his ankle?
Yeah,
he sprained his left ankle.
He stepped on the referee's foot.
I missed that.
On the offensive side of the floor, yeah.
Yeah. So I was watching.
So much for him trying to make his case.
Right by the sideline.
He was doing a good job of making his case anyway. His shooting was not quite there.
I started the game at 9 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. And when you start the game late and you got Blandy texting, hey, any update? How you doing?
I texted twice.
I'm like fast forwarding.
You told us when
through,
you started it, and I asked.
That might be why I didn't get to enjoy Fournier's defense.
Oh, please.
Because I'm focused on just getting through the fucking game for you, Blandy.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Barry, stood out for you in this game? We haven't talked about RJ.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there, but we could go to RJ. Sure. Save RJ, because RJ did what I think we expect him to do. I was happy with Obi. Now, although he didn't make his shots, I felt like he looked really comfortable out there. He needed to be where, he was where he needed to be. He made some good defensive plays as well. I thought he looked good. Again, his shot wasn't there, but everything else about him I thought looked really good.
Yeah, he didn't look good from three.
No.
No, his shot looked as terrible as it ever looks.
Yes.
I was fine with Obi. I mean, I think Obi was doing what he did, what we're used to seeing him do, right? Still the first preseason game. Let's see what he's improved, but... I mean, you saw what you expect from Obi, right? Mm-hmm. Who else do we like tonight? We talked about McBride.
Can I just go back to quickly, really quickly?
Sure.
I think one of the big things was, if you look, he was 5 for 11 from the field. I think he shot 39% last year and in his rookie season. They need him to shoot at least 43% from the field this year, I think. Like, he really needs, if they can get him up to that area, I think that'll help them immensely. So, I mean, he came out and he showed a good touch in this game, and I think that's important. Because, you know, like, we know that we like him and we know that he's a spark plug and everything, but you can't continue to shoot under 40% in this league and think that you're going to end up playing big minutes.
Yeah, no, he needs to show that, absolutely.
Just watching the game, my overall sense was just that there's so much fun talent to watch on this team. I don't know if we're biased in thinking that, because in the league, the Knicks get knocked for not having good young talent, but I'm watching and I'm feeling like they do.
No, they do. And it's been said by people that have, you know, pretty much bashed the Knicks before, that some people are high on them, you know, as far as, you know, where they may end up, that they may surprise some people. I mean, even Bill Simmons, who, like, you know, usually doesn't, you know, definitely doesn't wave the pom-poms for the Knicks. He likes this team, and he even thinks that, you know, that they could surprise some people and maybe even make their way up to the sixth spot.
Yeah, so add Quentin Grimes in that group, and you've got, I mean, the bench is really strong. I feel like there's never going to be a moment where we're watching this team and you're not excited about at least a few guys who are on the court together, which is, it's been a long time, I think, since you could say that. Do you think that, like, the Donovan Mitchell trade rumors and all that talk and all the young guys who are going to give up and, like, all the media talking about how much the Knicks might have to give up, they would be crazy to give up all these young guys and sort of shed a light on some of the Knicks' young talent that maybe some of these guys like Bill Simmons maybe didn't realize they had, but now these guys are still here and they talked about them a lot and we ended up being able to keep them? Is that why people know about it this year? Because it didn't feel like last year people recognized the Knicks' young talent.
I think it might have been like the finish that the Knicks had. Now, I know it's not like they were, winning tons of games, but, like, you know, how Obi came on strong last year and, you know, and quickly had some big moments in his first 2 years. At least he showed, you know, the type of player that he could be. And then Quentin Grimes. I think Grimes was probably the biggest one because it shocked a lot of people that, like, why would you make him the piece that you couldn't give up, and you know, and then he had the summer league that he had, and when there's nothing else going on, that's what you're watching, and you know, so you have to, you know, you're kind of forced to evaluate that talent or try to. So, I think the Knicks have young pieces, you know, that are respected.
The youngest piece on the Knicks, and highest paid piece. Is he the highest paid player on the team? RJ?
No, he can't be making more than Julius.
What is he? Jalen's making more than Julius, right? Julius is not the highest paid player anymore.
Well, I think it depends what year of their contract you're looking at, because some of their contract, some of their salaries descend. Yeah, exactly. You know, Jalen, I think, only signed for 104.
This year, right? It's Jalen Brunson.
It is.
Okay. So RJ, the youngest Nick, 23 minutes, 21 points, plus 23, 5 boards, 2 assists, 8 for 14 from the field.
Just a preseason from downtown, baby.
Just a preseason game of fucking great numbers, mm-hmm. right? In such short minutes. I mean,
yeah.
Another. We know how he played last year. So many 20-plus point games, right? Last season, night after night. At one point tonight, he got 20 plus 20 in 23 minutes, and he was efficient, which is rare for RJ. Barry, how many mid-range jumpers did he take? Did you count? Were you counting?
I was.
It was the one thing you were looking forward to.
Did you really count?
He didn't really show off that stuff. No, I didn't count. But no, he didn't show off too much of that stuff. You know, he did try to take guys to the hoop. You know, and then we saw him do his thing behind the arc. No, he didn't do much mid-range. I think he took one.
Oh, so you wanted to see three, right?
It didn't have to be three mid-range, Craig. I wanted him to see. I just wanted him to shake and bake.
Didn't you say specifically three?
Three, but not necessarily three mid-range. I would have taken one mid-range and two threes off the dribble.
But I don't think that's what you wrote.
I wrote off the dribble. I didn't say necessarily mid-range.
I wish I still had that up here. What was I about to say? Did you hear Clyde in the beginning of the game when they were talking about Jalen Brunson? Clyde was saying he was wondering if Jalen was going to have the Clyde factor.
Yeah.
He's just
I did hear him say that.
Clyde just loves himself way too much. Dude, but I mean, that's the highlight of the night, Jalen Brunson, right?
Yeah.
Great point guard play. Made such a difference running the offense.
Driving to the hoop, shooting from outside.
I think all Knicks fans, people were tweeting out like, the Knicks finally found their point guard. The Knicks have a starting point guard. And it's fucking true. I don't think it's an overreaction. It was just fun to watch that fucking game. Again, it's Detroit. And there's not much there, but we were running a real point guard out there. How could you not love that? It felt good. It's good to be back. Should we hear what everyone has to say?
It does make it easy. It makes it easy to digest when, you know, when he goes 7 for 9. If he went, you know, 2 for 9, you know, maybe we wouldn't be praising him as much as we are.
Well, I don't know how often that's going to happen with Jalen. Just seems under control. He's not taking difficult shots. He just gets to the lane. He's good.
Would you sign for, I mean, 16 and 5? I'm going to assume.
No. Well, he only played 19.
Right. I'm going to assume just under 20 minutes. The assists will go up because he didn't really play that much. But would you sign for 16 and 7 right now?
No. No, I want more. Expecting a little more than that. Expecting in the 18 to 20 range.
Really?
Yeah.
You think we're going to have 3 18 to 20 point scores?
I'm not counting how many we're going to have, Blandy. I'm talking about one player right now, and that's Jalen Brunson. And I'm talking about the best player on this team, and that's Jalen Brunson. So, yes, I expect 18 to 20 points from my best player on the team. I do.
All
right. We're gonna, I don't think we should debate 1 or 2 points here, but if you want to, we can.
No, no, that's fine. You can go right to the voicemails if you want.
You expect 16 to 18?
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting.
Right. Let's hear some fucking voicemails because everyone has something to say.
Let's hear it.
Here's Dickie, by the way, I'm playing this out of respect, but I recommend you watch more than 6 minutes of the game if you're going to call in. All right, Blandy, play the next voicemail you got.
Well, first,
it's Dr. Dickie up in this bitch. Let's fucking go.
Here we go.
Dr. Dickie here. At the end of my lunch break, got to see the last 6 minutes of the first half. I think,
wait, where's he working now? Do we know? Not at the cookie place. So what's he doing? Not driving a truck. What's he doing?
What do you mean? He's not at the cookie place?
You told us the cookie place went out of business, Craig.
What are you talking about? No, I
Barry,
didn't.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Barry, I'm
the
not
cookie place did
mind,
not
correct?
Go out of business, so I don't know.
You told us that it did,
Craig. Like a and week when? After, the week after you told us about the cookie place, Craig.
Yep, 100%.
No. 100% you did.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Because Blanderson said he just became assistant manager, and then
and you said
that, like they ended up going under in a week or two.
Yes.
Where did you hear that?
From you.
You said it.
Where would I get that information? What are you guys fucking talking about? Well, I'm not joking around right
was
now.
Was that in a text or was that done on air?
That was on air. We could find that. It was literally the week after he told us he was the assistant manager.
So
he
you're telling me that I had information that didn't come from a voicemail. I didn't
give us the info. So it came straight from Dick's mouth.
I would have played a voicemail if that was like that.
Right, but you hear the voicemails before we do.
So you're saying that Dickie said this?
Yeah, and I think you... No. Yeah. Yes.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Barry.
Sorry.
I'll find it. I will find that.
That cookie place is still going strong from everything I know.
Okay. All right, back.
Dr. Dickie here.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
At the end of my lunch break, got to see the last 6 minutes of the first half. I think we're looking kind of rough there, honestly. I mean, I know we have 65 points and we're up by 12, so we had to be playing some good ball when I wasn't watching. But from those 6 minutes I saw, I mean, Brunson had a couple nice plays, one awful turnover. Other than that, I'm thrilled about Brunson. Randall looks dog shit. I mean, that last second bucket he got was nothing to talk about. Realistically, I think Mitchell Robinson looked really nice with that offensive board. Statline only has him with 4 points and 2 boards at the half, though. That's pretty rough. But Barrett definitely looking like he could improve a little bit more, but probably be about a 50% from the field kind of player this year. That's what it appears to be. Statline says the bench was doing well. Didn't get to see them play any, but hopefully y'all can provide some more insight for me on my drive home from work.
What happens when you don't watch the game?
Day after day. Let's go.
I don't like... Dr. Dickey is evaluating the entire team in their offseason based on a single offensive rebound, 6 minutes.
Right, right. Watching 6 minutes of play and looking at the first half box score.
Looks like RJ might have improved some things in the 6 minutes. What? Like we're overreacting to one preseason game. He's overreacting to 6 minutes at the end of the first half. Which was, from what I remember, a terrible few minutes, the way we closed out the half. Crazy. And I still don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'm telling you.
I'm dying to hear it.
We definitely talked about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And as soon as he said he was on his lunch break, I had the same thought as you, Blaney.
I don't remember this at all. I'm dying to know. It was not me in my body then for that.
We could pause and I'll find it, but I know you.
No, I'd rather not.
I know.
Yeah,
we'll find out. I'm sure.
You'll let me know tomorrow. We're not putting this show,
shed some light on the subject.
We'll find it.
I don't think we will. Play in the next voicemail.
Okay.
Yeah, I like today's game. I like what they showed. You know, the team's about 10, 11 guys deep. I think Einstein is going to be great, like, for the eventual random Mitch injury. Things look good. Julius Randle's not holding on to the ball. 20 seconds out of the shot clock, everything's flowing a little easier. Granted, it's preseason. But I think the dudes are going to play tough, and this is going to probably be a surprise season similar to 2021.
Blandy, can you stop listening to other shows?
I didn't. I wasn't listening to another show. I hit a button by accident on my phone. Oh. That was the Hard Knicks Life thing.
I thought you started to like listen and try to find this clip.
No.
Me too.
That was the chillest. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, who was that? They didn't say who it was.
Dude, Knicks, it's going well when Knicks fans call that chill and happy. Did not say who it was, just got right into it. Yeah. Is this going to be a surprise season here?
Yes. I think we need to relax. This is what's going to happen. Craig's all of a sudden going to get like really, really like psyched up because they have a couple of good games in the preseason, and then it's all going to go to shit, and you're just going to be so pissed off.
Okay, that's how it is being a Knicks fan.
Be happy until you're not.
Yeah. What do you want? Okay, I'll be miserable all the time. I won't get excited about anything. Isn't that what we want?
You could get enjoy excited about things times? That are worth getting excited about. But, I mean, game one of the preseason against the Pistons, you know.
Sean from Brooklyn said in our last show, and Barry was in total agreement about it, that we need to enjoy when things are going well and not find something to complain about. So let's just
game
fucking enjoy.
Game
let's enjoy our game one blowout win against the up-and-coming, very talented, young Pistons with Jaden Ivey and Cunningham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We would have killed
let's
for Jaden
praise
Ivey.
When praise is due. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And that's now, all right?
Sure.
Blandy, next one, coming all the way from Germania.
Deutschland.
Hi, guys. Your boy teacher here.
It's Oktoberfest,
with another try.
By the way.
right after the first preseason game against the Pistons. Yes, pretty comfortable win. Great to see. I was really excited before the game. Jalen Brunson with a great debut in a few minutes, 16 points, five assists. Sorry. RJ Barrett, 21 great points. Julius Randle had a good second half. I think he passed the ball really good in the first half. Isaiah Hartenstein is his name. 8 points, seven rebounds. Great to see. We have a center who can shoot threes. I mean, this will help us a lot this season. Yeah, great to see. And let's moving forward. Let's get this great night. It's 3:30 in the morning in Germany. Yeah. Hope you guys are well. See you next time. Peace out, DJ.
That's some real commitment right there. Jeez.
DJ with the rare opportunity to criticize how I or we say Hartenstein's name.
Yeah, and Hartenstein also... What?
By the way, Clyde also tonight said Hartenstein.
Well, of course. I mean, if anybody's going to screw it up, it's going to be Clyde.
He also called Jaden Ivey Jaden Ivory at one point, which was good.
Okay.
Everybody was screwing up. Who was it? Jared, what's that guy's name from TNT, was interviewing Jalen Brunson, and he talked about Aaron Judge's 63rd home run.
Was it as bad when...
I went to check. I was like, did he hit two bombs and I missed the second one? But no.
Was it like this?
Yeah, and a cuckoo on Randall.
And a cuckoo or...
Divincenzo.
We got to get a new reel of that going for this season. Can we start a Hartenstein one for Clyde?
We can look for it.
Just see how many times he... Because in one call, he was like, Hartenstein. He said it both ways. That's like what I do. You're not sure which way to go. Say them both.
The nice one, the three I liked from Hartenstein is when he was the trailer and they just handed it off to him. He just walked right into that three at the top of the arc. It was nice.
That was nice. And then the next one, I think D. Rose drove to the basket and whipped it out to him.
And found him.
Yeah. Whipped it out to him. Yeah.
Really? Whipped it out?
Whipped it out and then...
It's always good to whip it out.
Whipped it out and Hartenstein put it in.
After he whipped it out.
Randall on the reach around.
And then, guys, to cap it off, I mean, what better way to cap off the biggest win we have had in a couple months, the greatest night I've had personally in like 6 months, Ralph. Jay, hit it.
Boy, Brunson's looking like the real deal, man. Woohoo. Obi Toppin, good, looking good. It's a dog fight. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Wow, Hartenstein can really shoot the threes, man. God, what a great addition. Pleased with this team, please. Boy, look at McBride go, man. All over the place.
Give me my husband back. Ralph won't quit calling y'all.
You can't complain about Ted's substitutions today, man. He's substituting all over the place. Knicks win!
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's show. Remember, you can reach out to us. It's a Hard Knicks Life at gmail.com. You can follow me at Hard Knicks Life. You can follow Barry at Barry Dworkin. You can follow Blandy at Blandy Hooper. And you can call us just like Ralph did, right, Barry? And how good is it to have Ralph back in the mix?
It's great. It's great.
And he sounded happy, you know? He sounded so happy and, you know, give it some time.
See, Ralph enjoys what he's supposed to enjoy. He enjoys it as it comes, you know? That's, we got to all be
Ralph.
And Ralph,
don't let Janie guilt you. You shouldn't feel guilty. We all get that from our better halves. You know, we're investing too much time in this team or you know, or a podcast or basketball in general. Don't let her guilt you. This is what it's what you're passionate about.
Are you getting a little guilt at home, Barry? It seems like you're getting a little bit of this.
I'm not, but you know, I definitely feel it a little bit.
Yeah, Barry, are you getting a little heat from the wife about a podcast every night? I know you like to spend time with her in the evening.
It's the only time you get to spend with her.
Yeah, is she a little bit on you? She's good.
I mean, this is only three nights in. I'm sure it's going to take its toll as we approach the end of the week. It's, you know, I'm going to hear it. But
like, Barry, so far, I need you. I need you.
Look, she's off from work tomorrow because of the Jewish holiday. I'm off from work, so we're going to get, you know, a lot of time spent together tomorrow.
Yeah? What kind of time?
Oh, yeah.
Make up for it.
Why not get filthy on the Jewish holiday?
Oh, family time.
Oh, all right.
I'm not a porn star. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Be a porn star on the Jewish holiday. Perfect.
People ask you if you want it in the butt.
What do you do with your kids all day when that's going on in your house?
What's going on? That's not
what's
going on.
When this fucking sex party's going on in your house on Yom Kippur.
Nobody mentioned a sex party. No. You guys mentioned
that. It's
not
like an annual thing my pants offer on.
Some quality time. Family time. Not sexy time.
Right. It's getting gross. It's getting gross, and I'm getting fucking close.
That's
you
right.
Were implying, let's get to the phone number. You were implying that it was going to be sexy time. We have not given the phone number yet.
I did not mean to imply that. I certainly did not.
Didn't he, Jay?
Yes, you definitely did.
It's not just when you come, like, it's how hard you come.
It's essentially what you said.
All right, give the phone number.
Good. 516-33-MESH-1.
If you like us, if you listen to us, leave us some ratings and reviews. We'd really appreciate it. And until tomorrow, guys, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.